Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore S500 companies through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Today, we're focusing on Waters Corporation, a leading company in analytical instrumentation and services. We'll delve into how behavioral finance influences their business decisions, their approach to DEI, their adaptability in the market, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's dive in.
Waters Corporation is known for its advanced analytical instruments and software. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like confirmation bias and overconfidence impact their strategic decisions and market performance?
Confirmation bias and overconfidence are significant for Waters Corporation. Confirmation bias might lead them to favor information that supports their existing technologies or market strategies, potentially overlooking new opportunities or emerging trends. Overconfidence can result in overestimating the success of their products or research initiatives, which could lead to overinvestment or unrealistic projections. Balancing these biases is crucial for making informed decisions and staying competitive in the analytical instrumentation market.
Waters' management of these biases impacts their innovation strategies and market performance. Effectively balancing confirmation bias and overconfidence helps them stay ahead in a competitive industry.
Exactly. Managing these biases effectively is key to navigating the complexities of the analytical instrumentation market and maintaining a strong market presence.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Waters Corporation. How does DEI intersect with their behavioral finance approach?
DEI is crucial for Waters Corporation, particularly in a field that benefits from diverse perspectives and expertise. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI practices can enhance creativity and decision-making within the company. A diverse team brings varied insights, which is important for driving innovation in analytical technologies. For investors, a commitment to DEI can improve the company's reputation and appeal, signaling a progressive and inclusive organization. Effective DEI initiatives also support talent acquisition and retention, contributing to long-term success.
Investors increasingly value DEI, especially in sectors where diverse perspectives can drive innovation and improve business outcomes.
Exactly. Waters Corporation's focus on DEI not only benefits their internal culture, but also enhances their market positioning and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptability, Waters Corporation operates in a rapidly evolving industry. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Waters Corporation's strategy involves staying ahead of technological advancements and adapting to market changes by investing in innovation and research. Behavioral finance helps them manage risks associated with rapid technological developments and market fluctuations. Their ability to quickly adapt to new trends and technological advancements is crucial for maintaining a competitive edge. Balancing risk and innovation is essential for navigating the dynamic analytical instrumentation market and ensuring long-term success.
Waters Corporation's adaptability is key to its success in the competitive market. Their ability to manage risks while embracing new technologies helps them stay relevant and competitive.
Exactly. Waters Corporation's focus on adaptability and innovation helps them navigate the complexities of their industry and maintain a strong market presence.
Now, let's compare Waters Corporation to other companies in the analytical instrumentation sector like Thermo Fisher Scientific, Agilent Technologies, and PerkinElmer. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ among these companies?
Waters Corporation's dynamics can be compared to Thermo Fisher Scientific, Agilent Technologies, and PerkinElmer. Thermo Fisher offers a broad range of scientific tools and services appealing to investors interested in diversified scientific technologies. Agilent Technologies focuses on diagnostics and life sciences, attracting those interested in analytical and diagnostic solutions. Perkin Elmer specializes in diagnostics and research targeting investors focused on healthcare and life sciences. Waters Corporation's specialization in analytical instrumentation provides a unique value proposition appealing to investors who value expertise in advanced analytical technologies.
Waters Corporation's focus on analytical instrumentation offers a distinct perspective compared to its peers, each of whom has different focuses within the scientific and diagnostic sectors.
Absolutely. Each company's behavioral finance dynamics shape their strategies and investor perceptions, making Waters Corporation's approach a notable player in the analytical instrumentation market.
To sum up, Waters Corporation's approach to business is influenced by behavioral finance principles, including how biases impact their technology development and market strategies, their commitment to DDI, and their adaptability in the analytical instrumentation sector. Understanding these factors provides insight into Waters Corporation's market positioning and potential risks and rewards.
That's right. Analyzing these dynamics helps clarify what drives Waters Corporation's performance and how behavioral biases influence their decisions.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Keep exploring and stay curious.